Have you ever heard of the Ring of Fire? Did you know that the old world used this massive tectonic plate to get free energy? And I believe the military bases all over the world, they give it all away. The Aleutian Trench is a critical segment of the Ring of Fire, where we have shown before that military bases are covering this location. We all know that they are using the fault lines to harness energy today, where Russia has their largest geothermal power plant sitting right on this fault line. But today, we zoom out and we see the bigger picture. We see that this fault line is massive, and it's called the Ring of Fire, where we are told that there are over 450 volcanoes located along the Ring of Fire, a 25,000-mile horseshoe-shaped belt surrounding the Pacific Ocean. And then you have to begin to ask, what is going on under the ground? What is going on under the water that we can't see and that we don't fully understand yet? What are volcanoes exactly? Are they actually what we're being told? Or is there something so much deeper going on? Why is there a military camp, the Naval Air Force Attic, sitting right next to Mount Kanaga? This is the same facility that we just talked about in episode 131. Why is there a military camp sitting right next to Hawaii's Volcano National Park, where KMC sits right next to one of the most active volcanoes in the world? What is going on under the ground in this location? And I've taken this even further. I was able to pull up the KML files of all active volcanoes and active military bases. And it's time for everybody to see exactly what's going on. Where ISC Kodiak, Coast Guard Base, Alaska, zooming out here right on the Ring of Fire. It's not located next to just one or two volcanoes. This place is literally sitting right next to like 30 active volcanoes. So we have to ask, what is Kodiak Island really? Where just like we've talked about, these military locations are all self-sufficient. They all use renewable energy, natural energy. And I believe this is an old world site, an old world technology for sure, that has been taken over. Kodiak Island, what are we told? Where I believe they're harnessing energy from the earth, its fault lines, and volcanoes, earthquakes, dams, and the rest. And I believe it's powering something massive. Kodiak Island is a real-world example of near-total reliance on renewable energy. It is the largest U.S. Coast Guard base. It has a hydroelectric generating station. It has wind power and massive industrial batteries. Really. And an island would for sure need all of these things, all for a quiet fishing hub, a Coast Guard presence, and a little ecological research. Off in the middle of nowhere, no it would not. This is insane. And obviously there's way more to this story and way more to this place. When we see that this island, again, has one of the largest Coast Guard bases all blocked off to the public. Just take a look at how many volcanoes are on this entire fault line by Alaska. We already know there are military bases all stationed right here. We just covered this in our last episode. And I have to ask, who would set up this many military sites right next to active volcanoes? Would you build your house right next to all of these volcanoes? Thinking logically, there has to be something else going on here. I'm going to zoom out here so you can see the entire Ring of Fire and how there are hundreds of volcanoes all along this fault line, all the way down to the bottom here. I believe it's a massive free energy fault line. And I do believe that they know exactly how to harness this energy. And I'm not so sure it's random. It connects all of this land together, as if it's some sort of grid. The old world didn't do this on purpose, did they? They didn't power the entire world for free. The old world wasn't that powerful, or were they? Did they create a massive power line and connect all of it to something that is no longer there? Could volcanoes simply just be energy outlets for the energy to be released from these power grid fault lines? We are just getting started today. Welcome to episode 132 of my lunch break. I hope you're all having a great day. And if you're new, welcome. What if your coffee didn't just wake you up, but it actually made you feel sharp? focused and ready for the day. That's the difference with 1775's Peaberry Coffee. These beans are rare, less than 5% of all grown coffee. They're denser, naturally higher in caffeine, and packed with antioxidants. That means more mental clarity, better energy, and zero crash. Each bean grows solo, high in the Bolivian mountains, and is hand-picked at peak ripeness. The result? A smoother, more concentrated flavor that kickstarts your metabolism without acidity or jitters. You're still getting the 1775's organic, small batch, small farm, single origin quality, just with a bean that goes above and beyond. Go to 1775coffee.com/lunchbreak and get 15% off right now. This is coffee that actually earned its place in your morning.
I want to thank all of our sponsors over on Patreon.
Thank you to flatearthdave.com. You can check out his app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac app. I'll put the link right in the description. And you can use my referral code, MLB. If you click the Tartaria button, you'll see the My Lunch Break playlist right here. The app is awesome. Thank you to Rebecca Kay, David and Sherry Ferguson, Chuck Templeton, Joy Lee, Stephanie Nolan, the Burlesons, Suez KC, Edwin Rice, Charles Kruger, Dan Woodall, Dale, DJ Clicktrack, Jacob Law, Jim Ribley and Christine Duggan, Kyle Glasscock, PKTFnews.org, Ben DryzNL, Natalie Shipanoff, Melissa Edgar, Biggles, Clayton Lamar, Will Task Homestead, John Adams, Robert Zozolins, The Arnolds, Attila Power, Forbidden Gecko Love, Justin Grobner Grubb, Leah Strong, Dakota Dunn, EggardT-Shirts.com, Jason Hochberg, Marie C., Michael Dingyu, Patriot Armory, Tom O'Hara, Michael D. Connor, C3SCOB, Jeffrey Temple, SonyaDane.com, James Alt, Buck Suey, Jason Press, Suki Warrior, We the People, Migs, Mark Chapman, Muji and Declan, Ariana Oates, Nathan Burba, Ski, Beacon of Truth, Liberty's Arborist, Thomas Thorpe Peterson, Zinger Coffee and Tea, EvelynMcGregor.com, Emily Maryland, Curious Cat, Mike D, etc., Dan McGee, Lori Hedvig Johnson, Ellie Annie, Seth Crago, Glenn Gunderson, Mousy's Mouse Cheese Records, Robert's Brain is Gone, Extreme Reality Check, Late for Dinner, Iolo Goncalves, Blake, Rick Tapke, William Richard Jeffries V, Dax Bilchek and Son, Dylan Mugenberg, Leonard Insolaco, Robert Petro, Cats Hill, Susie Q, Yark 143, Sven Eric, Carrie, Kitty Kitties, GOL, I'm Patriot, Doc Halo, Kenneth Putt, Brenna Fernandez, Paraduction, Henry's Mom, Necrodemonics, A&W Kerrigan, Tim Skin, Rod Wah, Sweetest of Peas, Corbin Mechanical, Buck, VKH Bonner, Breaking Bigfoot, Rydian and the Residuals, Road Warrior, Bruce Latour, Anna Marley and Nunzio, Codrim, David and Irene, Al Pisano, Ivan Apocaly, Ardra Rogers, Brazawayan, Armin Walker, Ivan Apocaly, Papa One, Kinda Classy, Kinda Chola, Maybell, When He Set a Compass Upon the Face of the Depth, Laurel L. Burnett, Hoppy Johns, DJ Sofa King and Jen Hollywood, Summer Chambers, Russian Madness, Bill, Vince Moreno, Lucy,
Kibba Shaba in the Darkness. You guys are all awesome and helping this channel out a lot.
All of this is in my opinion, of course. This is becoming really interesting. Energy has to be released if it becomes too powerful. A great example of this in nature is simply boiling water on the stove. It releases pressure. This is the exact same concept. The earth is full of energy, and these supposed fault lines are extremely powerful and have a massive amount of power inside them. I believe that all of these so-called volcanoes are the result of the power line, or as we're all told, fault line. These volcanoes are the release valve where the energy is being released. This is not random, that they are all along this cord-like layout. All of these volcanoes, in my opinion, they're just energy release bubbles of the power grid under the water. And it shows you how powerful this thing is if it can create volcanoes. And those are basically nothing in comparison to what's actually going on under the water. And I believe this explanation for volcanoes makes a lot more sense than what we're all told today. The mainstream explanation for volcanoes is that volcanoes are natural vents formed as tectonic plate boundaries caused by magma rising from the mantle, all due to pressure. and shifts in the Earth's crust, where eruptions are viewed as random natural phenomena, not part of a controlled or intentional system, where I am not so sure they're as random as we are told. Where these military bases are located, I think they're giving it all away. I believe they know exactly what's going on in these locations, possibly tapping into this old world power line. And they understand when the release is coming, possibly because they are controlling it. A designed energy network that connects the entire world. Remember, they're not just putting military locations anywhere. It is all coordinated. There is a purpose, there's a plan, and there is a pattern. The old world showed us this. Teotihuacan sits at the base of a volcano. Free energy release, yet again, in Machu Picchu, built in a volcanic and tectonic region. Pompeii, it sits at the base of an active stratovolcano in Italy. It's not random. The Nazca lines, they're strategic and placed over seismic faults and subterranean water channels, an effort to align these geoglyphs with Earth's natural energy pathways. The old world obviously used this, and now the militaries all over the world are doing the exact same thing. But this time not sharing the energy with us. This place is incredible that we live, and we're not able to see how incredible it really is because we're blocked off. The truth is kept from us. These locations are all off limits to the public, and even if they opened it up, we would have no idea how to tap into it. Yet. Let's take a minute and thank all of our badge members. There are so many of you now. I'm so thankful for all of you, and I hope you all enjoy getting the early releases of the episodes. Thank you to all of our Patreons, and thank you to every single subscriber, and everybody who likes the episodes. I appreciate all of you. We have come such a long way since the beginning of this show. We have learned a lot of incredible things about this place that we all live. It's a great journey we're all on, and it's all because we've asked questions. And thank you again for subscribing. It's a lot of fun watching this community grow every single day. We are on YouTube, we're on Rumble, we're on X, Instagram, TikTok, and Spotify. If you're looking for even more content from us, I've recently been going back and rewatching all of the old episodes in order lately. And the progression is really crazy. Where we all started episode one, until now, I never would have guessed all of this would have happened back then. But we had to start somewhere, and I'm glad we did. These military locations are hijacking the truth, and we know this now. They are excuses for us being restricted. They are, in my opinion, they're harnessing energy underground. I think the building sitting on top of these locations is exactly like we saw in Russia in episode 127. In the D-class, that these buildings that are constructed on land, I believe these buildings are fronts. This is the location, the exact location, where they descend into the ground and enter the overall complex, where the vertical shafts are under the building. Where U.S. intelligence believes the shaft descends 1,400 meters into the earth. Knowing this, let's now go back and take a look at this location again. Kilauea military camp. It looks pretty basic from the sky, which I believe is exactly what they want everyone to think. Make it look like nothing's going on. But we know they have 1,400 meter shafts descending into the earth. We already know this. What are they doing here? Just hanging out and playing checkers all day? Just walking around the park and playing basketball over here? Come on. There's so much more going on here, and we all know it. Sitting right next to Hawaii's number one most active volcano. Saying you're just hanging out playing checkers and playing basketball, that's not working anymore. We are told that this place is just for the military to rest. It's all for relaxation. You gotta be kidding me. Could they be trying to hide this anymore? Oh yeah, nothing to see here. We're just sleeping all day long. Just relaxing right next to the most active volcano in Hawaii. How peaceful. So peaceful, I can't even believe it. Knowing you could just melt from the lava at any second, I don't think I could find a more relaxing place in the whole world. Does anybody have a better vacation spot? Let me know in the comments. For me, it was between this place and a nice beach with an all-you-can-eat buffet. It was a tough call, I'm sure. choosing a relaxing place next to the most active volcano in Hawaii has to be one of the dumbest excuses we've ever heard to this point. Oh, and not only is it a relaxing place sitting on this volcano, but it also has another volcano right over here, and then another one over here, and then another one right over here. So I have to ask again, do you really think they're just sleeping here and getting some great sleep? Keeping this picture up, let's all remember what they tell us about volcanoes. They tell us that they erupt randomly. They are random natural phenomena, we are told, not part of a controlled or intentional system. So let's pretend that that's true for a second. How are they so sure that these four massive volcanoes aren't going to just erupt and kill all of them at any random time? Are they controlled eruptions? Well, let's ask this question. When was the last time these things erupted? Two of them have erupted within the last 3 years. The first one erupted in 2018 and destroyed 700 homes. Entire neighborhoods were wiped out. But the weirdest part about it all is that this military base, the relaxing one, is of course still here and perfectly fine, still operational, and everybody there is all tucked in and there's no problems at all. It wasn't touched. This volcano, also right next to this place, has erupted 12 times since 1997, and it destroyed 700 plus homes, neighborhoods. How is this possible that not a single time, not one time, has an eruption from this volcano destroyed this military base? How is that possible? And they're not even worried about it. The only way that that's possible, in my opinion, is that it is a controlled eruption. And what's going on the surface of the ground, everything that we can see, this is nothing compared to what is under that mountain. Under the ground, just like we saw at Raven Rock, just like we saw in Russia and at the Cheyenne Mountain Complex, underground military sites, underground military cities with buildings. We know they have them. It's not shocking anymore. And I believe this is what's going on here. And this is exactly why they can sit there and just relax. Because they already know that this is controlled, all of it. And it's not going to release the Earth's natural energy right on top of them. Again, we have to continue to ask if they're tapping into the Earth's extremely powerful energy sources and not sharing it with everybody else like it was originally meant to be. What are they using this power on? You don't just build million watt energy systems just to charge a flashlight. You build it when you're trying to replace the surface, when you're trying to run something below it, or maybe when you're trying to open something that you know is there but can't explain to the entire world.